you have a busy day starting tomorrow, but your busy days have already started. So that's just the official busyness. Give everybody your official title. I don't want to screw it up here before we get to school.
Director of Food Services for MCCSC.
That sounded way too easy. I thought that would be something that was that would fit on both the front and the back of the business card. But Hattie and I have had some fun over the years. We did the cafeteria crawl a few years back when the federal government was wading in and showing us what kind of foods we had to have and not have in our cafeterias. And you've been a busy person here in the last couple of months because obviously we've had the discussion come up with how do we get the students and the staff working not to throw away food, not to shame people at lunch, and yet still have to deal with those federal guidelines. And I think when we have any discussion, or we at least start any discussion, we have to talk about what is required from the federal government, and that's always something that's in the back of your mind, but in the forefront of what you do.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And when they have their rules and regulations, we have to find them. So what we know what generated the story. You had to have a plan that says the federal government says you can't have any debt from the school lunch line. How easy or difficult has that been over the last couple of years?
Kind of waxes and wanes. We have some years that those unpaid meal balances have been greater than others, and pretty much just absorbed, I would say, by the school lunch fund because we didn't have a practice or an official policy in the district on how to deal with that and did not go to collections for those bad debts the way that we do for delinquent textbooks. So, like you said, the legislation, well, it didn't really change. USDA decided that they would enforce what was already in legislation and require school districts across the country, not just MCCSC, to have official school board-approved policy to address the meal accounts, whether we would allow students to charge for meals, and then if we allowed them to charge, how would we go about collecting or getting repayment of those charges? And if we did an alternate meal as a way to minimize those debts, then what was that and how would it operate? And so what we did was took what we always had in practice because they, I know, at least back 12 years, because that the alternative meal option was just not a good option for kids, and that we needed to leave that discussion between the corporation and the parents. And so we've transitioned beyond that. And so in addition to a new school year, we'll have a all-new practice in place where all kids will receive the same option for their lunch every day.
And the other option will be there isn't another option that will go in the trash. And I think that was part of the problem that people had. Hey, wait a second. If we have a problem with the debt, why are we throwing food away? But we've solved all that.
Correct. And always, kids will always, and they will continually select food from the line and decide that, oh, I don't want to do share tables. Our elementary schools always did do share tables, and we're going to try and encourage it. I know some of the middle schools, high schools last year were talking about beginning the share table. And the share table is the end of the line where students who have packaged items near the end of the line, they both have packaged items and they decide they don't want them. They bought them and now I don't want it. Rather than dump it, encourage them to put it on the share table. And another student that might decide, hey, I could use another bag of those sliced apples rather than having to purchase, they can go to the share table and grab a bag that's been unopened, already paid for, rather than the purchaser trashing it.
Yeah, because you want
to
keep
items like that, then we can repurpose it with the food bank community kitchen. Want it, then we can repurpose it with the food bank community kitchens. School health aid offices can use it for their nourishment snacks for their diabetics.
So you have ways of keeping it out of the trash, and I think that's what a lot of the community wanted to see. Hattie Johnson's our guest this morning, Food Services Director from the MCCSC. There was a couple layers of this that I don't know that that everybody perhaps understood, because your employees that had to deal with us on a daily basis, I would think that they are very excited in the change in program as well.
They are very excited because they don't have to make the decision. Well, actually, they didn't make the decision. The software made the decision, said you can't charge anymore. The decision they had to make was, do I pay for it out of pocket, or do I tell this child no and remove his tray and offer him something different than what he wanted, different than everybody else had. So they saw, it's particularly for the elementary students, those that just didn't understand why is this happening, they saw those sad faces and had to deal with that. And so they're a little relieved that they don't have to make that kind of decision anymore, that what's for lunch is for lunch.
Yeah, and that sounds like a win-win for everybody.
Absolutely.
And your employees were paying this out of their pocket?
Some employees did, rather than say no. Yeah, it's like, and maybe the child may have had the alternate meal for a couple of days, and they thought, this child doesn't want it again, I don't want to give it to it again. If they had the money, they paid for it. Sometimes teachers paid. There's principals that have paid. I've paid. Other folks here in the staff, when schools called, we don't have any more, and this kid is still not paying. Can you call home? Before I call home today, he was going to eat, or she. And I just get money to the secretary and say, load this to this kid's account. Just did not, you know, you can only do it so many times before you start to feel bad yourself.
Absolutely right.
That it's happening. So we won't have to do that anymore unless those of us who still want to pay, you know, of course, could make a donation to assist that fund for those families that still struggle.
And at the mccsc.edu website, you can find ways to contribute to some of these funds that can help out. So when the kids go through the line starting tomorrow, they, if something is amiss, if something's adrift, you don't have to worry about anything. It gets taken care of. So your software then will, for lack of a better word, keep score throughout the semester, throughout the year, to make sure we know who's on what schedule and who needs what and who needs to pay back what. Is that right?
Correct. And it always did do that. The difference is this year, the personal charges that they were always allowed, and we assumed parents just forgot because they get busy like we do and just forgot to send it. We assume that the payment's going to come. And so every student's account has an allowable charge limit. When they've exceeded that, if money still don't come in, what we've created now is basically like a house account. So the students will still enter their PIN number like they always do. They won't be treated any differently. The cashiers will know if the software tells me he's reached his personal limit, now he can charge to the house until we figure out what's going on at home and how we can assist this family.
So, So the understanding is now the solution, quote unquote, isn't solved in the lunch line. It's down the road. Let's get everybody something to eat, and let's get everybody nourished and do all that. Then we'll figure out how to collect. It's a little bit different.
Correct. A little bit different process. They never get offered any difference other than they never get offered the peanut butter sandwiches. Now, kids do like menu item that they can. Oh,
so
they
adults.
Are a menu item. Who just that they can still purchase for those who just like them. We do a lot of school just as an extra item and for later if they've got after school clubs and things. Purchase them for later if they've got after school clubs and things. Some of them purchase it just because I want it for lunch right now, but some have in the past purchased it to hold for after school because they had a club. And so we will still have that option as an extra item for sale for those students who just enjoy them.
Hattie Johnson's our guest this morning. She's the Director of Food Services for the MCCSC. So that's obviously a big change that's going to start tomorrow as well. What about anything else on menus? If parents are looking for their specific schools, menus or health options or dietary
menus.
Restrictions, let me keep on going. There's about 600 more things we've got to go with this. Everybody has an allergy to something, but you can help out with all of that.
Absolutely, we can. Menus are posted to our website. They can get it from the food service page, from their schools. If they're at their school's website, they'll have a link that'll kick them back to the food service page. That might be easier for them to find it that way. For their dietary restrictions, if they hover over a menu item, it'll kick out and show them what those nutritionals and what the allergens are that are in particular items. Critical that parents need to do is update their health records with the health office. Our software will also allow us to put in alerts for those kiddos, so when they enter their PIN numbers, it'll pop up. If he's diabetic, if he's lactose intolerant, whatever that message is. But we get that information from health services. And so in their enrollment packets, they have a document to update what's going on as relate to dietary restrictions and allergies and all those things. So parents, please remember, as they register their kiddos, to update those things. Services work really closely on that to be sure that we're doing the best that we can for each of our kids.
Are there any massive menu changes on the horizon? Are there anything tremendously different we're going to see through the lines this year?
We haven't, fortunately, the policy change was our big change for this year. There aren't any meal pattern requirement changes. We've brought on a few new items that we hope students enjoy this school year. So at lunch, they'll see the Monte Cristo sandwich show up. They'll see our version of chicken and waffles. On the lunch menu, we've come up with a new recipe for basically a cheeseburger, you might say. We're calling it the B-Town Burger.
I like it.
It's a little different, the beef patty with the cheese blended in with it, so it all bakes together rather than the cheese on top.
I might have to go on another cafeteria crawl.
That would be great.
This sounds good again. I'll have to see if my buddy Keith can get back into shape here and come along with me, Keith Klein. But I'll be in touch. This sounds interesting. If you had one piece of advice for parents tomorrow on the first day of school, for lunch or anything else, is there something you've learned over your time doing this? Say, hey, to make your first day easy, just make sure everybody's got. Give them too much on day one. Is that the best advice?
I would say give them too much, but as relates to food service, bring them for breakfast. If you don't have time, because it's a crazy hairy day, you don't have time to make that breakfast at home. We're serving breakfast in every school, every day, beginning tomorrow morning. We don't wait and let people get in the groove. We start day one with breakfast available at every building. So get them up, get them there, take the time to get one last hug before you get in the routine, and let them have that breakfast at school.
It gets everybody's
along with the enrollment. Get those lunch applications in if they think they might qualify. Get a lunch application in. Everybody's coming back with the status that they had last school year, but that status will expire September 20th if we don't get a new application.
Okay. So if something changed and you need to change it,
right.
Get that application done.
They need to get that application in as soon as possible. They can do it online. There's a link right at mccsc.edu. They click that link, they could complete it, and it'll process overnight a lot faster. However, we're happy to do paper. If they
want
to download
the
paper or stop in.
And all that's ready to go.
Day tomorrow.
September 20th will be the last to make sure you're updated. Tomorrow morning, what time does breakfast start? Where's your earliest starting point?
Elementary schools will start serving breakfast around 8:30, 6:30, and the high schools will get started at 7:30.
So no reservation needed. You don't have
no
to call
reservation
ahead.
Needed.
No call ahead seating. You just show up, and they'll take good care of you. Hattie, thank you so much for your time. Best of luck tomorrow. I know we'll talk throughout the semester as well. I'm excited. And the mccse.edu website has everything to help you with menus, with allergy, you name it. It's all covered on there. And if not, Hattie, can they call you? Is there a number they can pick up the phone and call you?
812-349-4762.
Hattie Johnson's my buddy from MCCSE. Best of luck this school year, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.